Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. At a time when India needs to strengthen its foreign exchange inflows, the reverse has been happening. Inflows have not been increasing as fast as outflows go on. India's forex reserves, which were to the tune of $425 billion as in April 2018, have come down to $400 billion at the moment. And the reason for this is primarily for two factors. India's oil bill is expected to go up by $26 billion this year. India imports 80% of its crude oil needs. And while the demand for oil does not recede in India, the international oil prices have been going up. At the moment, they are below $90 a barrel. It is likely that it would go up even further. So, on one hand, our oil import bill has gone up. On the other, in a short-term situation, foreign investors have exited from Indian markets to the tune of 66,000 crores to take the money abroad into dollar assets. It is because of these two factors that dollar reserves in India have gone down by $25 billion since April 2018. The rupee has been weakening. And while the rupee has been weakening, exports have not increased in that proportion. They should have increased. With the rupee becoming weaker, India's exports become attractive for the other nations. But exports have not kept pace despite a weakened rupee. In September 2018, in fact, India's exports have gone down by 3%. On the other hand, imports continue. They have really not come down. Oil imports is the real villain here. Oil prices continue to go up. The government of India has tried to curb imports by imposing additional import duties on various items which it calls non-essential items. It expects that because of these additional import duties, the outflows from India, the dollar outflows from India will be curbed to the extent of about $8 billion a year. And to that extent, the depletion in India's foreign exchange resources will go down. The government has taken another measure to shore up our forex reserves. It has permitted oil companies like Indian Oil, HPCL, BPCL, etc. to raise foreign loans to the tune of $10 billion. And that is to ensure that the impact of a rising oil bill does not erode into India's sovereign resources by raising these additional $10 billion. Potential actions have not been taken by the government so far, and these could be very serious actions if they are taken, and they indicate a state of near panic when they are really taken. And which are those? India has not yet curbed gold imports. Gold is a favorite item of import for India. The government often considers it to be a non-essential item, even though it is a favorite Indian item for the Indian housewives. It has not yet imposed curbs. We think, at least during the festival season, no such curbs would come. And the other measure that it has not resorted to is raising high-cost loans, high-cost dollar loans from NRIs, which is yet another favorite tool in the Indian armory. $30 billion are expected to be raised in that manner if it is resorted to. And that would shore up India's forex resources. The present crisis that we face on the foreign exchange front is primarily because of the oil price rise, as I said. This oil price rise has been volatile in tandem with the eccentric and unpredictable statements of the US president. The impact of sanctions on the Iran economy is another issue which will pan out and tell us in which direction the rupee will move, whether it will weaken further or it will strengthen. The Reserve Bank of India has actually done a remarkable job in managing the rupee volatility. It has not recklessly sold dollars in the market. It has let the rupee meet its own level based on market dynamics, and it is committed to doing that. This has ensured that the rupee has weakened by and by on the basis of market dynamics, and it has ensured that India's forex resources remain robust. The Reserve Bank's policy continues to let the rupee weaken or strengthen based on the market dynamics, and in that manner, we are assured that no panic reactions have taken place. The question is India capable of managing this kind of a forex crisis, or is there a panic? We think there is no panic at the moment. If you go back to 2013, India did face a huge current account deficit crisis, and that was again because of an oil price rise. The oil had touched $147 a barrel at that point of time in international markets. We still weathered it. We weathered it at a time when India's macroeconomic fundamentals were not fragile, were not as robust as they are at the moment. In fact, they were fragile at that point of time. We yet weathered it. At the moment, our macros are robust. Inflation is under control. Forex reserves still remain strong. The economy is growing, and the mood of optimism prevails on the corporate balance sheets. So India is not in an oil price related panic on its forex reserves at the moment. These are all stopgap short-term situations. What we need to ponder is, what are the long-term measures that India needs to take to prevent any kind of a forex crisis? And the answer to that is, we need to improve our productivity so that our exports become attractive to various countries all over the world. And we need to make India a durable investment destination of good attraction to foreign investors. We need to initiate reforms such that business confidence goes up, particularly in the matter of land acquisition, labor, taxation. And we need to resolve the present banking and finance crisis so that foreign investors get more and more confident about investing in India. It is these long-term measures of improving India's productivity and also making India an attractive investment destination, which in the long run will ensure that a forex crisis does not really occur in India, irrespective of the direction in which the international oil price continues. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.